Fitness success after 40 isn't about doing more and more and harder, eating less and less. It's about finding the right workouts, the right meals, done the right way for you. Hey, everybody, I'm Brian, founder of FatLossAfter40.com. I'm going to send this quick video to talk to you about the five pillars to focus on if losing weight and dropping stubborn belly fat is your goal. If that is your objective, then you want to follow these five things. They're super simple, but if you take any of these individually, you'll see some success. But if you take all of these collectively, I promise you, I guarantee you'll see amazing results. All right, so number one is protein power. So we're going to focus on the macronutrient protein. What I mean by that is that what I'm not saying is we're not doing keto, we're not doing any elimination diet, we're not doing Atkins, we're not doing any of that nonsense. But what we are doing is focusing on high quality protein each and every meal. So if you're eating three or four small meals throughout the day, make sure that every meal you're getting a little bit of protein. What that does is it regulates your hormones, it helps keep your metabolism elevated, and it helps you feel full and gives you more energy throughout the day. I don't know about you, but days that I don't do that is where I get those energy fluctuations, I get the brain fog, it's harder to concentrate, I feel more lethargic. But if I have a little bit of protein each meal, that keeps me full, keeps me energized, and keeps me on point. Number two is progressive strength training. Now, we talk and preach all the time about how important strength training is. The days of doing long cardio are over. So we're kind of disengaged from doing the cardio, doing like hour-long workouts for cardio. That stuff is good for the heart and lungs, and doing shorter workouts like that is good. But what is really best if you want to lose weight really is progressive strength training. So again, listen to what I'm saying and not saying. So what I'm not saying is to go super heavy to get a weight you can only do a few times. We're not worrying about going super heavy. And you don't have to worry about hurting yourself or getting big and bulky if you find the right exercise weight. So if you're lifting a weight, you want a weight resistance that you can do the exercise maybe 15 to 18 repetitions. That's going to give you that toned look, that sculpted look, that lean look that we all want and desire. All right. So focus on progressive strength training. That's going to burn more calories. And what that does is that ignites your metabolism. See, when you do steady state cardio, whether it's a treadmill or a spin class or anything like that, you burn calories, but then you go your metabolism goes back to pre-exercise levels. Whereas when you strength train, your metabolism is elevated throughout a 24-hour period. So that means you burn more calories throughout the rest of the day. So think about that. That is super important. That's the holy grail of fitness, to be able to do a workout on Monday and still be burning calories on Tuesday. I don't know about you, but that's awesome. All right, number three is you gotta reduce the stress. So what happens when your cortisol levels increase, it increases your glucose levels, and that will throw your whole metabolism into havoc. So you wanna try and limit your stress. Now, I get it. No one's stress-free. We live in the real world with real obligations, real family, work, issues that we have to deal with. So stress is always going to be there. But how we deal with stress is on us. So obviously we have stressful lives, but again, if you're working out, that's the number one stress reliever right there. If you're eating healthy, that's gonna help reduce stress too, because believe it or not, if you're eating sugar or a lot of caffeinated foods, that increases your cortisol levels, it makes you feel jittery, that increases your stress levels. So if you can manage your stress, whether that is just going for a walk, certainly exercise, making sure you're eating healthy, any of those things are gonna help to reduce and eliminate the stress. Again, we're not going to eliminate it, but if we can reduce. All right. Number four is NEAT calories. That's non-exercise activity thermogenesis. It sounds cute, I know. You don't even need to worry about that. What you do need to worry about is that's activity outside of the gym. So that's just your daily activity. So we know statistically that if somebody could do a 30-minute workout super hard, but then if they don't do much else the rest of the day, they're not gonna burn as many calories as someone who does that same workout and then has a higher activity level throughout the day. And I know that's common sense, but keep that in mind. So if you do your workout throughout the rest of the day, look for opportunities to be a little bit more active, whether that's parking further away, whether that's going for a walk after dinner, whether that's just doing chores around the house. All that stuff adds up. Fitness is like loose change, it all adds up. So make sure that you're not just working out and then lushing all day. Make sure that you're working out hard and then again, finding those opportunities throughout the day to get your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, all right? And number five is sleep. And again, this is one, just like the stress, that sleep is sometimes it's easier said than done, but rest, recuperation really is sometimes essential. And what it happens is when you rest, when you sleep, your body rejuvenates itself. So if you're in a chronic, tired facility, if you're in a position where you're constantly tired, you're not getting enough sleep, what's happening is your body might rely more on caffeine, you might be relying more on stimulants or processed foods, because if you're tired, like you want caffeine or you want sugar because you know it's going to give you a quick pick-me-up, so suddenly your diet kind of out of whack. And then if you're not getting sufficient sleep and rest, guess what, then your workouts start to suffer. The whole cascade kind of goes round and round. So again, sleep is super important. So those are five pillars to focus on. If you focus on those five things, and like I said, it's pretty simple. It's not easy to do all those because none of us live in a perfect world, but it's pretty simple to follow those five things. Again, focus on protein, focus on strength training, focus on stress reduction, focus on your activity levels outside of the gym, and last, focus on sleep, and you'll get the results that you want. So I hope that helps. Follow those things. If you have any questions or need anything, reach out to us. We are here to help you achieve the best results. That is our mission, is to help Buffalo become the fittest and healthiest city in America, and we have our work cut out for us, but we're going to do it. Be great.